Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the DH, Randy Bush. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Filson. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth, the DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Brauhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2. And the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Clark reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to third. Salas moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel scores. Salas scores. Puckett moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Haas covering. It's a double play. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salas strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to third. Teufel moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards the mound. Filson fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Brewers, 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouhard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Brouhard reaches third base with a triple. Paul Householder pinch runs for Mark Brouhard. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Householder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Householder now playing right field. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne pinch hits for Randy Bush. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Lysander now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Giles reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to third. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Giles scores. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Yount moves to second. It's 8-4, Brewers. Frank Euphemia now pitching. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 9-4, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Dave Meyer pinch hits for Mark Salas. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Brewers. Ray Searage now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's 9-7, Brewers. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Tim Laudner now catching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Giles strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper is walked intentionally. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.